you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello and welcome to Listeners Special on this Sunday, December 9, 2018. I'm Atefeh Irfani.
And I'm Mehran Darakhshande.
Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views matter most. Contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcasts. If you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important.
And we're now just over 2 weeks away from Christmas. The festive season is almost here. For our Christian listeners, and the weeks leading up to Christmas are always very busy and exciting.
Stay with us until the end of the program. Welcome back. As usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These are very useful to us, particularly to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving a QSL card from us.
And many of you have sent in reception reports. I can mention Andrei Kuznetsov from Latvia, Seema Pal from India, Ivan Zeleny from Russia, and Enzo Pistone from Italy. So all of you will be receiving a QSL card from us. Thanks very much to Andrei Kuznetsov, Seema Pal, Enzo Pistone, and Ivan Zeleny.
Thanks very much. This is Listeners Special, and Enzo Pistone from Italy has sent an email. He says, "Dear Sir or Madam, I'm emailing you as I have picked up an English language broadcast by IRIB from my location here in Genoa in northern Italy. I would like to receive your information QSL card for the reception report. Obviously, additional information and materials about your broadcast and radio station are welcome. I would like to thank you in advance for your kind help and cooperation, as well as your informative programs, including cultural and news items. I look forward to receiving your correspondence and QSL card. Kind regards. Many thanks, Enzo Pistone from Italy. Of course, we will send you a QSL card and what you have requested, like the materials and information."
Thanks very much to our listener. Another wonderful email from one of our listeners, this time in Slovakia. It's M. Kurpal from Slovakia. M. Kurpal from Slovakia says, "Hello, RIB. I'm just an occasional shortwave and medium wave and long wave radio listener. I use my PC with some additional hardware to receive the radio signal. I like to listen to shortwave stations because shortwave radio transmission is not as dead as it may seem, and some people may say. When I tune into RIB and you are playing music or talking English, which I can understand, I listen to your programs and enjoy your programs very much. And I like to send reception reports to stations I could receive, and I am a collector of QSL cards. Do you send QSL cards for reception reports? Well, M. Kurapol from Slovakia, we certainly do. If you send us a reception report, you will certainly receive a QSL card. And we look forward to receiving your reception reports from Slovakia. Thanks very much to M. Kurapol from Slovakia.
After a short break, we will be back.
Okay, we're back and time to go through more of your emails, wonderful emails and Facebook comments. Another wonderful email from one of our regular listeners in India who also send us many reception reports, Siddhartha Bhattacharji. Actually, Siddhartha, we have received your reception report, so you'll be receiving a QSL card from us as well. Siddhartha Bhattacharji says, I submit my audio clips of your radio broadcast in English. Kindly, can you send me a QSL card and other promotional items such as stickers, badges, stamps, pennants, a flag, and other promotional items which may be available. And Siddhartha Bhattacharya says, I also have a question that I wish to ask you, if you can kindly answer. What is the general food habits of people in your country? I have heard that Iranians eat lots of rice. Is that true? Well, Siddhartha Bhattacharya, you're from India, and I know that Indian people eat lots of rice as well, but yes, you're right. Rice is a staple food in the Islamic Republic of Iran, and it's part of our diet, and most Iranian dishes do have rice in them. For example, chalo khoresht or chalo kebab, and most Iranian dishes indeed have rice in them. So you're right. Thanks very much for your question, and do keep in touch.
Many thanks, Siddhartha Bhattacharya from India. He always asks questions about the culture of Iran.
That's right. He's one of our regular listeners in India. And thanks very much to Siddhartha. What have you
and
got
there? And also from India, Sudhir Pandey from India says, I'm pleased to report reception of your station, Radio Tehran, IRIB, via shortwave radio. I'm a shortwave radio enthusiast since 1980s and full-time artist, professor in Academy of Fine Arts, Mumbai. I usually tune in to your program and enjoy your broadcast so much. With kind regards. Many thanks, Sudhir Pandey from India. It's an honor to have a listener like you. You know, he's a professor of fine arts in
That's
Mumbai.
Right.
Okay, we would be happy if you tell us your comments from an artistic view about our programs, of course. Thank you. Thank you again.
Time for a short break. We'll be back in a tick. Okay, we're back and a few more emails. We've got a wonderful email from our regular listener in Sweden, in Northern Europe, in Scandinavia. Dan Olsson says, Dear radio friends at IRIB, my name is Dan Olsson. I'm a Swedish radio listener. On 24th of October 2018, I had the pleasure of hearing an IRIB English program. I've been listening to foreign radio stations since November of 1975. And today, I have received replies and QSL cards from 208 countries and 3,430 radio stations. Wow, that's really something. Dan Olsson, you say you've been listening to radio stations on shortwave and mediumwave radio since November of 1975. And that's about, I think, nearly almost 43 years. Is that right?
That's great.
43 years. So you've been listening to radio stations for 43 years. You say you've collected QSL cards from 3,430 radio stations. That's wonderful.
So he has a museum.
And virtually 200, I think that's just about every country in the world, 208 countries. That's a lot of countries. And Dan Olsen says, all stations, all radio signals are heard here in Sweden. Best regards. Well, thanks very much to Dan Olsen. I know Dan Olsen is one of our regular listeners in Sweden. He's a school teacher. He teaches in a primary school. And Dan Olsen, our greetings to you and to all our listeners in Scandinavian countries, Sweden, Norway, Finland and Denmark.
Thank you, Dan Olsen.
Thank you very much. Time for a short break. We'll be back.
Welcome back. And this is a postcard.
That's right. I've got a wonderful saying here. In the love that surrounds you, may you find strength. And in the memories you cherish, may you find peace.
Oh, beautiful. Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend a few minutes writing an email to us. We love to hear from our listeners who have any questions or comments about our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. And you can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.parstoday.com/en. And our telephone number is 00982122013720. Our profile in Facebook is www.facebook.com/parstodayen. Many thanks for being with us.